Levesalam, Volume 5, page 113. The matter of above reason. In the matter of above reason, we have to use that vessel between man and man, and between man and God. But there is a difference between them, because between man and man, that vessel should remain forever, meaning that he should never underestimate that vessel, called faith above reason. Whereas between man and man, if he can see the virtue of his friend within reason, it is even better. But the nature of the body is the opposite, that he always sees his friend's deficit, not his virtue. And because of that, our sages said, always justify every person. Meaning, although within reason he sees that his friend is not right, still he should try and justify him. And that can be only above reason. Meaning, although with his own reason he has nothing to justify him with, still above reason he can justify him. But if he can justify him within reason, it is certainly better. Let's say that if he sees that his friends stand at a higher degree than him, and he sees within reason how he is in complete lowness compared to his friend, and he sees that all his friends keep time, the time that was set to the coming to the lesson, and they are more interested about what's happening between friends and helping one another with everything they can, and they do all the work that they're told by the teachers, they immediately take it and utilize it, etc. Certainly that works on him to give him strength to overcome his laziness, both when he should get up in the morning, when he's awakened, and during the study. His body is more interested in the lessons, because otherwise he will be the slowest among the fellows. And also in anything of holiness, he must take it more seriously, because the body cannot tolerate lowness. Furthermore, his body, when he looks at his friends, sees within reason how everyone works in order to bestow. Then his body too lets him work in order to bestow. And the reason the body helps him work in order to bestow is that the body will not tolerate lowness. But anybody has pride and will not accept the reality that his friend will be greater than him. It turns out that when he sees that his friends stand at a higher degree than him, that makes him rise in every way. And our sages said, when riders vie, wisdom mounts. Meaning, when all his friends look at society, that it is in a higher level, both in thought and in action, then by nature, each and every one must rise to a higher degree than he has by nature. Meaning, even if at birth or by his own birth nature, he's not prone to great desires, and he has no great desire for respect, for glory, still, through envy, he can acquire additional strength that he doesn't have by nature and born with. But the jealousy that he has, that strength brought new strength to him from his friends. And from them he received those new attributes, meaning forces that are not in him from his parents. It turns out that now he has new attributes that society has created in him. It turns out that man has attributes that the parents inherit to their children, and he has attributes that he acquires from society, which is a new acquisition, possession. And that comes to him only because of his connection with his society. And it is a result of the envy that he has with his friends. When he sees that they have better qualities than his own, that gives him strength to acquire their good attributes and that he doesn't have, and he's jealous of them. It turns out that he acquires from society new attributes that he adopts, because he sees that they are in a higher degree than him, and he is jealous of them. That is the reason that he can now be greater. Whereas, greater than if he didn't have that society, because he acquires that by the society, that new strength by society. But that can be said if he really sees that that his friends are at a higher degree than him. But at the same time, the evil inclination shows him the lowness of society and lets him understand that, on the contrary, this society that you want to associate with is not for you, because they are way lower than you. So from this society, not only will you not gain anything, but moreover, the strength that you do have by birth, which are not very strong, but this society have even smaller attributes than yours. Therefore, you should stay away from them. And if you do want to associate with them, you should at least see that they all listen to you, listen to your voice, obey you. Meaning, as you understand that people should behave, meaning how they will sit when they gather, and how they will learn and pray, meaning either they will all get serious, and God forbid should not laugh at all, and never talk of anything corporal, anything mundane, meaning if a person makes money, or how he finds his living, easy or hard, or if he has fun at work, or maybe he has a tough landlord, or the people he works with, if he likes them or not, or maybe they laugh at him because he's religious, etc. All those things are trivial things, and we should not think of them, because that is only mundane things. And he comes to take part in an association for a high matter, that he wants to be a genuine servant of God. It turns out that when he wants to forget about his corporeality, that indeed his corporeality touches him to the heart, and still he gives it up and does not want to remember, his friends come and begin to speak of their friend's corporeality, which he is not interested in, because now he wants spirituality. So why do his friends all of a sudden confuse his head with corporal matter? What does that have to do with me? I want to forget my own corporeality so that I'll have time to think of the corporeality of friends. Can that be? So the body tells him that it would be better to stay away from them, and certainly he will succeed more. So why confuse your head with such nonsense? It turns out that when the body shows him the lowness of his friends, what can he answer the body when he comes with the accusations, arguments of a righteous? Meaning that the body advises him to stay away from these fellows. It is not because the body advises him to become a villain, evil. But on the contrary, it tells him that by you staying away from society, you will become righteous and think only about your spirituality, and only when you have to about your corporeality. Therefore, if a person believes that without society he cannot advance to come to the love of God, because that is the springboard to exit self-love and attain the love of God, then he has no other choice but to go above reason. Meaning that he will tell his body that the fact that you see that they don't stand at such a high degree of desire for the love of God as yours, meaning since you are my body, I see in you that you are holier than other bodies, than my friends' bodies, meaning that you want to be a servant of God, as I see, and as you would advise me to leave the society, because their bodies show their lowness, and they have no strength to conceal their despicable attributes, because everyone hides his evil from the other, so that the other will respect him because he has important attributes. And here their evil is so great that they cannot overcome it and conceal it so that the other will not see them. So certainly, as I see it, they are low. But without society, I will gain nothing with all the good attributes that I have. But above reason, I will observe it. As our sages said, be very humble. Meaning, I have to go above reason and believe that they stand at a higher degree than myself. And then, to the extent of my faith, I can receive strength and encouragement from society and take from them what they can give. It turns out that everything that he receives above reason is because of necessity, meaning that he doesn't have a choice. But within reason, he sees that he is right. But it is precisely here, meaning in the matter of friends, that within reason is more important than above reason. Because the truth is that when a person wants to bring himself close to adhesion with God, then by his work, that he wants to work only in order to bestow, then the evil begins to show in him. And the matter of the recognition of evil is not a intellectual matter, but it is a sensation in the heart, meaning that he should feel himself that he is worse and lower than the whole world. And if he hasn't come to that feeling, but he thinks that there's someone who is worse than him, certainly he has not come to the recognition of evil, meaning the evil is still concealed in a man's heart. That is concealed in a man's heart has not been revealed in him, because he cannot see the evil, but that he has some good. For example, in the dark, you don't see any dirt in the house, but when you turn on the lights, then you can see that there is dirt there. Also, if a person does not do good deeds, meaning that he does not observe Torah and prayer and wants to draw near the Creator, he has no light to light his heart and have the ability to see the evil in it. It thus turns out, why cannot he see that there is more evil in his heart than his friends? It is because he lacks more good. Because of that, he thinks of himself that he has better attributes than his friends. It thus turns out that everything he sees that his friends are worse than him is because he lacks more light to shine and show him the evil in him. It turns out that the whole matter of evil in man is not the reality of evil, because everyone has that. It is called desire to receive in order to receive, which is self-love. But the difference is the recognition of evil, meaning that not every person sees and feels self-love as something harmful, because a person doesn't see that it'll be bad for him if he tries to satisfy his own will to receive, called self-love. But when he begins to work the holy work in truth, meaning when he wants to come to adhesion with God, meaning that all his actions will be in order to bestow, that by that he takes a little more light each time, then he begins to feel that self-love is a bad thing. And that goes by the order of degree, that each and every time he sees that he is the intruder who stops him from attaining adhesion with God, then he sees more and more how he, meaning the will to receive, is his real enemy. Just as King Solomon would call the evil inclination as a name of hater. As it says, if your hater is hungry, feed him bread. Because by that you put cinder on his head. And as we see, the truth is that a person should feel that he is worse than others, because that is actually so. And we also have to understand the matter that our sages said, when writers vie, wisdom mounts. That is precisely within reason. Whereas above reason, we do not see our friend's virtue, that we can say that we are envious of them, which will give him a need for work and labor, because his friend compels him to because of the envy. And Bala Salam interpreted the verse of Rabbi Yochanan, the Creator saw that the righteous were few, he planted them in every generation. As it says, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he set the world upon them. And Rashi explains, he scattered them in every generation to become the foundation for the sustainment of the world. Few, meaning that they grow fewer. That is why he stood and planted them in each generation, meaning that by planting them in each generation, they will multiply by that. And we have to understand how, if he scattered them in each generation, they will multiply. We have to understand the difference. What is the difference if all the righteous are in one generation, or that they are scattered throughout generations? As we understand from Rashi, that by spreading them throughout generations, they will be more righteous. And he said that by that, we will have generations in each righteous in each generation. Then there will be room for people who do not have the right qualities by birth to attain adhesion with God, but by joining with the righteous that are in each generation, then by adhesion they will learn from their act, and we will be able to receive new attributes from the righteous in each generation. That is why he scattered the righteous in each generation, and in that way there will be more righteous. Thus, we can attain the same thing by adhesion with our friends, new attributes. By them we will be able, qualified, to attain adhesion with God. And that can be said when he sees the virtue of his friend. Then he can say about, then he can talk about learning from their acts. But at the same time, he sees that he is better qualified than they are, so he has nothing to receive from his friends. That is why they said that when the evil inclination comes and shows him the lowness of his friends, he should go above reason. But certainly he would be better off if he could see it within reason, that his friends stand at a higher degree than himself. Now we can understand the prayer that Rabbi Elimelech gave us, as it says, put in our heart the sight of each and every friend's virtue and not their deficit. Indeed, between man and God, it is a completely different matter, meaning that above reason is better. That if he takes upon himself faith above reason, then his work is in the right path. Whereas within reason, although the mind, man's mind understands differently, meaning every person knows and understands that if he did not have to believe, but that the Creator would be revealed, then certainly all creations would observe Torah and Mitzvot, and there would be no room for secular people, but everyone would be religious. But because the revelation of his providence is not, because his providence is not revealed, but that we have to believe, and faith is difficult, because the Creator gave us a mind and reason to see each and everything as is, and everything between man and man goes only according to our sight and our understanding, and we have nothing to give us an indication, only our mind. As our sages said, the judge has only what his eyes can see. It turns out that we go in everything by the mind, which is within reason and not above reason. And because of that, when a person begins the work of God, and he's told that he should take upon himself faith above reason, he begins to think, I see that the Creator gave us a reason, gave us a mind to understand each and everything by reason, meaning by what our own reason understands. And how can I take upon myself something that goes against my reason? That is very difficult for the body to understand that it is worthwhile to work the holy work above reason. And the matter of above reason is both in the mind and in the heart. And that is the reason that not each and every one can enter the holy work and bestow, which is the work above reason. And because of that, when we teach the whole world the work of God, it is, as Rambam said, that we begin not for her name until they accumulate knowledge and gain wisdom. Then they're told that the work is mainly in order to bestow, which is called work for the Creator. But we have to understand why is in order to bestow better? Because the mind necessitates the opposite. That if serving God would be just within reason, then more people would want to be servants of God. Baal HaSulam said about that, a person should not think that the Creator gave us his work to be above reason, which is a low degree, but that we have to believe that this is a very high degree, that precisely by that, a person has a chance to have the ability to work in order to bestow. Otherwise, he is compelled to work in order to receive. Therefore, although if the work was within reason, then certainly more people would be serving, but they would never be able to reach adhesion with God, which is the work in order to bestow. Therefore, although there was a lot, but in quality, there was no way for a person to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wanted to give the creatures, as we know that his desire is to delight the creatures. But in order for the delight and pleasure to be received by the creatures, there shouldn't be any blemish in them, any deficit, meaning that there will not be the bread of shame. Because of that, there was a correction of restriction, so that the upper light will not shine, but except for where there is equivalence of form, which is called that the creatures receive the vessels in the bounty in the vessels of bestowal. And when the vessels of bestowal are not present, then they must remain in the dark. As it says, they shall die without wisdom. But we have to know that in the not for her name also there is a light of Torah. About that, as you said, always will a person observe Torah and mitzvot not for her name, because from not for her name one comes to for her name, because the light in it reforms. But afterwards he should attain for her name, meaning to work in mind and heart above reason. Whereas between man and man, if he can work with level friends within reason, meaning if he tries to see his friends as holy, holier than him, then certainly that would be better. Meaning if he could see within reason that his friends are closer to adhesion than him, that would be better, because he would have to believe than having to believe it above reason. Meaning that indeed he sees that he is in a higher degree than his friends, but within reason he always sees that his friends are low. But above reason he believes that he should say, because it is the right thing to do, that he should believe that it is not the way he sees it. That certainly within reason, if he can see his friends as holy, it is better. And as such we can interpret the verse, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For it is not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. We see that when God sent Samuel to anoint one of Ishai's sons, Samuel understood it according to his eyes, that Eliav, son of Ishai, was worthy, as he could see it, to be king to Israel instead of King Saul, and God did not agree with that. But finally, when they brought David, that he was a shepherd, and David was ruddy, and with all of beautiful eyes, and goodly to look upon, and the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." What does that teach us? We see two things here. One, from Samuel's side, he understood with his own mind the attributes of Eliav, who was worthy to be king of Israel. And God told him, no, don't go with your own reason, because what concerns the Lord, where the Lord is concerned, the mind does not help at all. But because God wanted to anoint the king, it is called between man and man. But there, reason has nothing to do with it. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. But what did God tell him? For it is not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And according to the above, we can interpret that man looketh on the outward appearance. That is good between man and man. Then it is good that we can go within reason, which is to go as I see it, whereas the Lord seeth to the heart, meaning that what concerns the matter of God is above reason. Then a person cannot see as he sees, but above reason. That is why we should discern two things here. A, between man and man, between man and God, above reason is better. And B, between man and man, within reason is better. That is why the Creator told him, do not look on his outward appearance. Because, okay, we're going to stop here in the middle. And Rav will explain, because there's some more to read here. Rav's words. We haven't gotten to the matter of above reason itself, but Rav Baruch told us how to approach above reason here. What is above reason? It is that it is impossible to come to correction, but only through actions above reason. And everything a person does during the preparation are also actions within reason, but when he tries to approach above reason. What does that mean? We have a will to receive. It is the vessels of reception. It was created by the Creator. And that desire to receive is the only creature. How can it be that the will to receive anything? Because we know, even by experience, that the will to receive is not intended for reception. The minute it begins to receive, it begins to block itself. The desire begins to diminish, and it stops enjoying. The desire to receive cannot receive directly and enjoy that satisfaction. The minute it satisfies itself, the desire is gone, the pleasure is gone. If I begin to eat, no matter how hungry I was, from the first bite, the appetite diminishes and the pleasure diminishes. And it is a waste of a good appetite. And although I have such great food in front of me, I don't have any appetite. So now I have to do something in order to renew my appetite. I should always chase my desire. And then chase pleasures. We know how people suffer when they don't have appetite or other desires. Why? Because they feel that they're not alive. The minute a person loses his desire, meaning the pleasure is gone, he's dead. It all depends on the desire. Until the last illumination leaves his body, which gives him livelihood, and then the physical livelihood stops. So the will to receive, as it is created directly from the root phase, it was not created to be used, but only as a preparation. But there are many phases to that will to receive before we can work with it. In a way that it will be an actual desire to receive, to enjoy, to feel the pleasure, to be creative, meaning when it will receive pleasure, it will make him want more. It will give him an ability to add to the initial appetite and add more desire. The thing is that the desire that we receive, we also don't feel it as a genuine pleasure, even in our world. I look at another person, I see him enjoying, I also want to enjoy. Even though I take from him by all sorts of actions of the desire, there is a deficit in that because I don't feel I'm enjoying it. It is not my own deficit. I did not create that desire. It is not my desire. A person should kind of create his own desire. That is why, from the side of the will to receive, the will to receive, the creative will to receive, is not intended for use. It needs a lot of work on the way. And those degrees of development, we call them descending from above downward. By losing the initial satisfaction, by denying it of the both satisfaction and the recognition of the source of the satisfaction, that begins to create the shimot, the desire, in the will to receive, both for the satisfaction and for the root of the satisfaction. And then, in the work from below upwards, I can't say it will. I don't know how to express it. So then in the work from below upwards, we attain both the satisfaction and the root of it. The problem is that if the Creator were not concealed, but we could do all the work in spiritual degrees. I can't. It's not coming out. It says that the righteous increase by the evils. Meaning, the will to receive in and of itself is not intended for satisfaction, because it cancels its own itself when it is satisfied. Satisfaction can only be received and increased only through the will to bestow. The will to bestow are vessels of bestow, vessels of Binah, Kakartanaim, Israel, smallness, and the will to receive are the vessels of Ahab, the nations of the world, vessels of reception, greatness. It says there that the righteous increase by the evils. It means that the vessels of bestowal are joined with the vessels of reception. By that, the Gagat Ananayim, the righteous, that only delight in mercy, by joining with Yahab, they have the ability to receive the light of wisdom within the light of mercy. They have an ability to create their own will to receive on top of the will to bestow. When Galgalta and I receive, they can also join the vessels of reception to the aim to bestow. It is called that they create a new desire on top of the will to bestow. We always say that there is a will to receive, and that can work with the will to receive for itself, or the will to bestow toward the Creator. The truth is that we should not be based on the will to receive, because we said that by itself it cannot be more than the initial point for the new vessel. But we should begin. The basis of spirituality begins with vessels of bestow, Gagalta Enayim. And then the will to receive joins in with the Gagalta Enayim as much as it can. By that is how it can support, and by that, Gagalta Enayim build a new desire, a vessel called above reason. The will to receive that was the initial will to receive, we give it up. We give up using it. We attain an intent to bestow, to be the people of Israel, and then afterwards, as much as we can, to add the vessels of reception to the vessels of bestowal. And then we add to the Gagaltainayim, to the aim in order to bestow, the vessels of reception, the ability to receive. What I'm trying to say is, we do not work with our vessels of reception and try and put an aim to bestow as much as we can on them, but we go with the aim in order to bestow it as much as we can. We add to it the vessels of reception. The basis is the Gagalta Enayim, the people of Israel. And we add the nations of the world as much as we can to that. That is why the righteous increase, multiply by the evils. But we have to have righteous first, as much as we can, add Ahab to the Gagalta Enayim. By that, we multiply the righteous. Something else that came up here in the article . The matter of above reason and below reason, between man and man, and between man and God. He says there's a difference between working on the plane of this world. Here we should use our actual vessels, what we have right now. We should not, float in midair somewhere, rely on miracles, try and do things according to the saints in the book, but the judge has only what he can see. We should work as we are in this world, and we shouldn't take into account anything that we think it is from the scriptures. It is written from a completely different degree, not from your degree. It doesn't go by your vessels, your ability, and a person must not delude himself and imagine that he is in spiritual, I don't know, spheres, and he works from there. It's completely irrational, illogical. The wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom. It explains to man where he really is and what he has in his hands. So, between man and man, we should conduct ourselves with faith above reason, within reason. Meaning what? That I go only with what I can see. And it's not that I rely on my friend to be at a higher degree than he really has. And it's not that I think of myself that I'm at a higher degree than I really am. The relationship should be on our level, our plane. So why do we relate to one another directly, personally in this world? Because both of us want to come to addressing the Creator above reason. The above reason that the Creator dictates to me, that I should relate to my friend and take his vessels of reception as my own, it is to rely on the advice of the sages who say that I have to take it above reason. This way, if I begin with faith above reason in the Creator, or in the sages who told me to behave within reason with my friend, so my relationship within reason with friends become a springboard for my above reason with the Creator. And that raises me. It's not coming out. I understand it's difficult. Questions according to the article? How do we know if our work is correct or not? The fact that we are connected with one source, we always have a problem. Those who come here, first come here, they want to be interested in 1,001 other sources, and they think they will have a broader basis, and there are other schools and ideas, and they want to read more and more and more books and stuff. I have nothing to say to them. The thing is that we have to take one idea. And when you concentrate on that only, and constantly take surrounding light from that source, it builds you directly to it. You don't want Baal HaSulam, take something else, Rambam, I don't know, whatever you want. But you should always take one thing in spirituality. I'm not saying Baal HaSulam is everything. For me, it's everything. But always, in spirituality, you follow one person. That's how it's always been. We always relate a person to a certain source. We always said about a person whose teacher it was. Because you cannot suck from several roots. Only from one. The source of light must be one. So if we are connected with one source, it cannot be that we will lose track. Because even all the corruptions, mishaps, the disappointments, the confusions, the weariness, the concealments. All those are necessary phases for advancement. And as much as we think that we are confused, we are not wrong. Because we are constantly under one source, under the influence of one source. The principle that he tells us in the article, there is none else beside him, which is the foundation of this whole system, which is not the system of Baha'i Salam, it's just that he expressed it in the best way, in a way that is more understood for us. The system is simple. Every place you turn in life, if you want your actions, your thoughts will take on the right, the most effective form, that you will advance to the goal every minute, that you should relate that act to the goal. Because just as above, they don't let us give us any minute just for no reason, but every minute of our existence is given to us in order to advance to the goal. So every minute you can choose by yourself to make that effort to advance. And if you don't use that moment, you've missed it. So just as you were given those moments from above, you should relate to it like that, meaning that me, my action, and the goal, the Creator, are kept in my mind as one. That I want those things to be realized in me, to be joined in me. So if we are with contact or in contact with our friends, which is the most efficient thing, most beneficial, because the Creator is concealed, so the connection with the group is comes in place of the discovery of the Creator. If the Creator had been revealed, then I would relate to him with my vessels of reception as I relate to my friends, as something not important, alien, something I have no contact with. If I take this advice that I'm told to take the vessels of my friends as my own and work with them, so by the work within reason that I do it, if I take that advice, because I'm given that from above, meaning its foundation comes from above reason, I don't understand, I don't see the reason for it. It turns out that these actions between me and my friend become a springboard for attaining the higher degree. My own reason is what I see. The higher degree is above reason is the higher degree. It is the upper one. But his advice is irrational, and I can't accept it. So how can I take it anyhow in my own degree? The thing is that the gap in attributes is such that I cannot bridge. There is no connection between the degrees. It is a problem that I cannot convey by feeling. But not being able to do even the smallest thing in spirituality in order to bestow, to really give without any thought of ourselves. To see, we can see how we are not connected with the Upper One. The next degree in height, whose achap is in me, the achap of the upper degree is in my heart, and that gives me a sensation of what it means to work in order to bestow, but I can't catch it. I can't hold to it in any way. But if I take his tip to go to work with my friends within reason, I try and take their vessels of reception as my own, to work with their vessels of reception as though they were my own, meaning even egoistically, that by that I begin to bridge the gap between me and the Upper One. So if a person tries to do it, by that he creates man, a desire, because he really can't. And that man becomes a need that the Creator corrects. What is the correction? The light that brings the screen. I cannot connect with you, cannot take your vessels as my own. I regret it, because the Upper One told me it is the one thing that I can do in order to attain him. There's always a connection, you, me, and him. So because I'm in contact with you and in such a way that I want to take your vessels but I can't, that sorrow that I can't, because if I can't do it with you, I can't do it with the Upper One. It becomes man toward the Upper One. I can't do it. What do I do? Help me out. And then the Upper One gives you the light of correction, the light of absag, and that brings me the screen. My prayer is for correction, to have the ability to connect. And when I have the screen, I begin to work in bestowal. Then I have contact with the Upper One, a hop of the Upper One, and I begin to work in degrees. So when I begin to receive from him, to listen to his advice, and utilize it with my friend, that's the beginning of my connection through the friends with the Creator. You're saying this. Let's be bad with our friends. The thing is that good and bad is good and bad is attained only as the edge of the light from within the darkness. Talk to all the villains in the world, they will not tell you that they're evil. On the contrary, they all completely justify themselves. The recognition of evil can only come when a person tries to do good out of his corrupted desire. He sees how it is corrupted, and then he determines that it is bad. You should first of all determine what is good, and by that you can feel yourself as bad. In the next degree, you will determine a higher good, and you will feel yourself even worse, even though in the previous degree you will be a complete righteous. But towards yourself in the higher degree, you will see yourself as a higher evil, because your accuracy, your resolution, your scrutiny will be more subtle. So you should take some kind of scale, standard by which you stand, of what good is, and want to be like that. So you see your own will to receive against that, and then you see how opposite it is. Just doing bad things, wanting to do bad, but that you're going only one way. So how will you compare yourself with good? You should always try and go for the good, and that will show you the bad. But don't be proud of it. Sometimes we say, oh, look how bad I am. What's so special about it? Everyone's like that. A person who really works in order to be good, he's not happy that he finds the evil in him. He understands in his mind that it has to be the recognition of evil, but it's not something to be happy about. You should be happy about nearing the goal, not about entering shells. There shouldn't be joy at that. There should be awareness that this is a beneficial thing, necessary. So to start relating badly to your friends is counterproductive. It is inefficient. It is not productive. If it were productive, we would start spilling each other's guts out. Before you put the light in the darkness, you don't see the difference between them. And then it doesn't help you. Anything that comes for correction should come by connection between Bina and Malchut, Galgat and Naim and Achab. This is a reception, this is a bestowal. The point in the heart and the whole of the heart. The heart of the collective will to receive, and the point in the heart is somehow how you relate to the will to bestow. There has to be a gap between two insights, between two points, and then between them you discern the gap between them. So just seeing evil without going to the good gives you no indication. Speak to all the people in the world. Everyone justifies themselves. See, you had elections 2 days ago. What party said about itself that it was bad? Everyone said that they were righteous and everyone else was bad. Everyone speak from the truth in their hearts. And if they don't check themselves, compare themselves to some eternal and perfect truth, you don't know where you are. If you don't have a point that you can test yourself against, just like you build a road, you always have a point to measure against. If you don't have it, you have nothing to go by. So a person is shown only is shown the evil only to the extent that he can try and do something. Only then he is shown how incapable he is. How do I know what good deeds are? I take their advice. They tell you how to behave with your friends. The Creator is concealed. You should try and take example from him. The Creator is concealed, but everything else is given to you openly. You have friends who want the gold as much as you do. Start taking their vessels of reception as though they're yours. Very simple. And there are many societies who actually do it. Take any group that is working for a goal. You bring them together. We're all beasts. We can all be fixed in such a way that it is worthwhile to work with others. Partnership. But here, because you take the advice from above to be with everyone else, you spoil the whole thing. What do I need my friend for? In order to contact the Creator. And that ruins it for you. Because it now becomes irrational. The Creator gets in the way. Remove the Creator. And see how all the societies exist nicely. But here there is no connection, no love. And it's good that we learn these things. And the more we try and connect, we see more evil until there's such a great gap between your desire to connect and the evil that you will see, that it will be a real prayer and the Creator will be revealed against that. The light that corrects the vessels. Our misfortunes happen only because we take an advice from a higher degree from the Creator. That's our problem. But we have no choice. That's why nothing works for us. But it still doesn't happen enough that we will actually cry and get an answer from above. The fact that we can't attain love between friends is fine, okay, but we settle down. We can't, so we can't. There has to be, we have to try a lot harder than right now. And then the sensation will become a cry. Now we see that we can't. Okay. When do I join above reason and below reason? Only when I'm in a higher degree. When I'm connected with the Achap of the Upper One. I give up my own reason. Connect with the Achap of the Upper One. I'm ready to be included in Him without any reservation. Without any connection to myself. To completely kind of lose my head. Meaning to do anything the Upper One tells me without any criticism. It is something we're incapable of doing. We call it madness. I lose myself. But the self is within that suicide. And it puts like a seed into the hub of the Upper One. And there it remains like in the womb. And then my within reason and below reason enter that higher degree and begins to be there as let's put it this way. He says that sins and mistakes become mitzvot and virtues. It really means that afterwards I take my below reason and within reason that I could not work with them in order to bestow, and I turn them in order to bestow. but it's only after I nullify myself and am included with them. Those things remain. But that is only after I'm included in the upper one. All the corrections can be only at a higher degree than my own. After I take all the corrections, all the vessels from the upper one, I begin to join myself to him. If I succeed in joining myself with the upper one, my awareness is in him. Everything I do comes out from his mind. My mind becomes his. That's called being included in him. The more we advance, the more we are despaired, the weaker we get. Yes? We feel exhausted. How do we come to a situation of and the children of Israel side by reason of the bondage our desire should be so great for the goal, but our weariness should be so great as well, our cry should be so great that it will create the genuine prayer. There is one person that you can take him by the hands and legs and take him to the slaughterhouse, to the guillotine, and he will just go. And there's another person who will fight to the very last minute. What we have to do is fight to the very last minute. But where will we take the strength? You see that you, when you're alone, you cannot take strength from your connection with the Creator. You can see it on other people as well. That's why they say that only in the connection between people can you take the strength, the means, the tips, the advice to attain the goal. There cannot be strength in you, understanding, not even the beginning of the action towards spirituality. Only out of envy, fear, things that you see that you're losing, only from them can you progress, advance. And that sensation that you're losing is a sensation that you compare what you have with something that you don't have. And what you don't have is something outside of you, something that society should show you. You can't catch those two points. And if we don't increase that idea, that godly idea in society, its magnitude, its importance, compared to this life, without connection with the Creator, if we don't increase it to the point where we can clearly see that every moment we don't receive it, we go to the guillotine, then we will remain like that. A person can see that if 5 years ago people would come, they would be despaired by the salt, from the salt thing, and they would calm down after a year or two, maybe three. Today, new students, after 6 months, they're left without air. Even the very newest ones feel it after a month or two. It is because they catch the principles very fast and they feel the lack of strength of society, and they join the others to sleep here. Each person goes into his own corner and that's it. People live like that. Only if society finds strength to show us all that without the attainment of the goal, life is worse than death. Only out of that we should always awaken the question, what is the meaning of our lives? If we don't have that question burning, we even put out that question, or we pretend to be righteous, saying, thank God we have a reason for our lives, we are doing this and that, and there are people outside who respect us. There are people who curse us. That's also important for us, you know. But the sensation of what is the meaning of our lives doesn't work. It's because we put each other out. If we could awaken each other artificially, we could attain very high degrees immediately, because nothing is missing in society except igniting one another, not ourselves, one another. Everything is here. Look what we've been given from above, all the means, the ability to sustain ourselves, the framework, the books, the computers, the whole world is around you, everything is ready. So, that is a problem. We've come to a situation where that's it. Nothing is missing. We have everything we need for the attack.